Hello folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here on the 10th of March 2012, about 4:30pm here in the UK, and this boo is really an acknowledgement boo of other people who use Audio Boo. And specifically, at the moment there are three people I enjoy listening to above and beyond the norm, and they are Nick Holloway Vox, Dean Reed, and Mac McColgan. I do listen to other people, I follow a few, but I do enjoy listening to these guys. I can remember both Dean and Mac getting onto Audio Boo, and very proud of what they're doing with it, really. And Dean, certainly you're taking the whole concept of audio casting with your podcasts for your peak roots very seriously and very professionally, I might add, and I would like to speak to you about that at some point. I will get in touch with you about that through various other channels that we're on. And Mac, I like Mac Holgan. You've taken to it very well, and with everything that's going on in your life at the moment, you're in my prayers, my friend. And Nick Holloway Vox is one of those people that I can listen to and just enjoy thought process. And Dean was mentioning about hearing himself mentioned in a boo and how that inspires him, how that is sort of flattering, really. And Audio Boo should be a community. Nick Holloway Vox is certainly making it his community at the moment, using it very much and very, very well for himself as his main output, if you like. And I like the people's different ways of using Audio Boo. For myself, I've been struggling with it over the past couple of months, really since the beginning of February, the February tag. I dipped in and out of that, and I sort of lost the plot with why I was booing. And I was putting content out there that wasn't to everyone's tastes, and I lost a few boo followers because of that. Although I did gain listeners, not necessarily booers, in other areas because of it. So what I learned from this was that we can't please everyone all the time with our boos. And some people will follow you and then not follow you as soon as you talk on a subject they're not interested in. I like to follow everybody that I've always followed because there is a lot of content out there, and we don't all boo something of interest to everyone. But the people that I do follow do boo things that I'm interested in some of the time, so that's what it's all about. For myself, like I say, I've been struggling with it. I use various social networks and social media, and trying to find a path on Audio Boo has been difficult. But I think I've settled on a route. And my path with it really is just to talk about things that are a little closer to home. I think I'm using it as my more personal channel. This is something that I've struggled with because I don't like to be too personal on my networks at all. Self-preservation. But I like Audio Boo for that. I like it because I'm not followed by too many people. I like the fact that not too many people comment. But I also do welcome comments. And if anybody listens to my boos and comments, I'm grateful. But I'm not one of these people that check my listened tag to see how many people have listened to me. It's not for that for me. But I do like to dip in, and this is why I'm doing this boo, really. And as you can see from the tag, I'm mentioning a couple of people there. So thanks everybody for booing. It certainly makes it interesting. And if I don't respond, it doesn't mean I'm not always listening. And again, I don't expect responses to my boos. I'm trying to find my own path. Well, thank you. And thanks to Nick, Mac and Dean, specifically in this particular boo. There are others, but these people at the moment are appealing to me. Thanks for listening again, and as always, God bless you all.